The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Senator Warner helped found Nextel, and it made him a millionaire. That elite status has allowed him to rent houses in Europe. But now the rest of us can do that too, through websites like Airbnb. Warner thinks that's great.
This model has been out there for 20 years at the high end. This is really simply democratizing the ability to rent out your home for a much broader market.
Warner now regularly uses Uber, that app that allows you to find a driver close to you and pay them without even opening up your wallet. Uber drivers, like those people who get income from renting their place on Airbnb, fall into a new category, the so-called gig economy. Warner is calling for the federal government to adapt its policies to that new economy before getting left behind.
6 months ago, I'd never heard the term, the gig economy. And suddenly, once I heard it, and whether you call it gig or sharing or on-demand economy, once I was attuned to it, I picked it up every day. There was a story somewhere. You had to look.
Warner recently went to a brainstorming meeting with millennials at WeWork DC, an incubator for startups. Think of it as a slice of Silicon Valley in the nation's capital. Most of the dozens of attendees were rocking shorts, sandals, or sundresses as a dog walked around like it owned the place, even barking during the senator's address. Carl Pierre is the head of operations at WeWork. He recognizes the risk that many of his counterparts are opening themselves up to.
Part of the allure of being an entrepreneur is understanding that there is inherent risk to it. I mean, there's like a ton of risk. But that kind of adds on to the thrill of success and makes those lows and highs that much appreciated.
That said, Pierre says Congress can still make life easier on the new, more entrepreneurial generation.
I think Congress needs to be way more nimble to catch up because you have all these disruptive things, but you know, it's a two-edged sword. Like, yeah, they're disruptive, but also Congress needs to catch up to help out with regulations and making sure these businesses are safe and sound and the practices that they go through.
Warner is one of the few voices in Congress calling for a rethinking of the relationship between the government and today's workforce.
This is a fundamental shift and a disaggregation between an employer and an employee that is as dramatic as the telecom and wireless revolution was in the 80s and the IT revolution was in the 90s. And it struck me that 25 people running for president and nobody's talking about this.
Some estimates are that one-third of Americans fit into this new category, including people cobbling together low-wage earnings from two or three jobs just to scrape by. Warner says Congress has failed to adapt to this new world.
These millennials, 80 million strong, the largest age cohort in America, will be 75% of the workforce in the next 10 years. Many of them have no safety net at all. They haven't paid into unemployment. They haven't paid into workman's comp. If they don't file a 1099, they're not even paying into Social Security.
Warner isn't proposing any policy yet. He's more on a listening tour. To start, he says the government is behind when it comes to collecting data on today's workforce. Take the Department of Labor. It only uses about 900 different job descriptions, which Warner says is outdated.
LinkedIn uses 57,000 different variables. If we can use combined government data with some of these private platforms and better link someone that's unemployed to a job in a quicker fashion, that saves the government a lot of money. It obviously helps that person.
Warner says adapting to this new economy is a bipartisan problem, and he's hoping to get it on the radar of one of those 25 or so people running for president. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.